Good evening. Tonight's scripture reading will be taken from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. I'll be reading from the updated New American Standard, and that's from Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ.
Good to be here tonight. Appreciate everyone being out this evening. Most of us know that when God created Adam and Eve, that he placed them in a beautiful garden. It was really a paradise on earth. And they had no real problems in life. All of the problems that we are so familiar with did not exist in the garden. They had a wonderful situation until they sinned. And then we realized that everything changed. And from that time until this very moment, man has been plagued with all kind of problems. We know that we all have burdens in life. That's true no matter who you are. It doesn't matter really if you're a saint or sinner, if you are an atheist or a God-fearer. The fact of the matter is that's one thing we all have in common. We have burdens in life. There is a passage that most of us are familiar with, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in which Paul emphasized this very thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and beginning at verse 1. Let's listen to what Paul writes on this occasion. 2 Corinthians 5 and the verse is 1. It says, "For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. If indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened." And once again, that's true with all of us. The question is tonight, how do we handle the burdens of life? Well, if you turn now to our scripture reading in Galatians chapter 6, we find in this passage, along with the passage Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5, we find three things that we ought to do with the burdens of life. Tonight, we want to just briefly talk about these three things. Notice, first of all, at verse 2 of Galatians chapter 6, Paul simply says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And so the first thing that we ought to do with the burdens of life is help one another. This is one of the great passages, one of the great one another passages that we have in the New Testament. There are several places that encourage us to love one another, to edify one another, be at peace one with another, be hospitable one to another, and so on. And so we find that Christianity really centers around our relationship one with another. And the truth of the matter is, in Christ, in the body of Christ, we should never have to go through the burdens, through the difficult and troubling times of life all by ourselves, because we have one another. There is a passage I like, again, in 2 Corinthians. Turn this time to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and at verse 3, and let's listen to what Paul writes there. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter and the third verse. It says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Christ Jesus," or Jesus Christ, "the Father of mercies and God of all comforts." So that indeed is very comforting when we think of the fact that God, first of all, is the God of mercies, the Father of mercies, but he is the God of all comfort. But what is interesting is the very next verse. At verse 4, Paul continues, who comforts us in all of our affliction. Why, Paul? He says, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. And so Paul is telling us God comforts us, at least in part, so that we can comfort other people, and particularly those in the body of Christ. And that should be the attitude that we have. And so we ought to be bearing one another's burdens. Now, when we look at Galatians chapter 6, and particularly the first verse, we find that Paul is dealing with a particular burden. By the way, the Greek word for burden there is baros, and it has to do with the idea of a load. It is something that is very heavy. And here he is dealing with the load of sin. And so listen to verse 1. It says, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in the spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. And so he's dealing particularly with sin. And the truth of the matter is, there is no heavier load than sin. Like, if you ever help a brother or sister in Christ deal with the burden of sin and the effects that it has, that is the greatest way that you can ever help that brother or sister. Remember what James wrote about that? Turn over to James chapter 5. And James, the 5th chapter, at verse 19, James chapter 5 at verse 19, he says, my brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Could you ever do anything greater, more important than that for another individual? And of course, we know in Christ, there are many times individuals wander away, and so they have to deal with that burden of sin. Our job is to help. Paul put it like this back in Galatians chapter 6. He says at verse 1 again, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in the spirit of gentleness. Now, Paul recognizes we can only do so much along those lines. We can't force someone to come back. By the way, the idea of restore is to put back in place. And Paul doesn't use that word by accident. He knows that the church is the body of Christ. And so when a joint gets dislocated, that joint needs to be put back in place sooner than later. But again, there's only so much we can do. But we ought to do what we can to restore the individual who has been overtaken by sin. Now, a few things about these verses with regard to this. Number one, the word caught there means to be taken by surprise. So it is not someone who just completely rebellious and has that kind of mentality, but he lets his guard down and the devil gets the best of him. So the message for us is, don't let your guard down. Because no matter who you are, you could be caught by some kind of transgression. The moment you take the armor of God off, you become vulnerable. And so we have to be careful about that. Number two, we should look at what Paul says here about considering ourselves. He says, you who are spiritual, restore him in the spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. And so the fact is, again, you too could be caught by transgression. We need to realize, no matter who we are, whether you're someone who has been a faithful Christian for many, many, many years, maybe you're an elder in the Lord's church, maybe a deacon, maybe a preacher, whoever. No matter what your situation is, you too can fall. And we need to be mindful of that. And that leads to the third thing. Since we are mindful of that, or at least we should be, then we should be mindful of the attitude that we have when we're trying to help someone who is caught in a sin. Did you notice there? Paul says that we should do it in the spirit of gentleness. Some translations says meekness. We need to be humble as we approach those who are taken by surprise by sin. What is your attitude when someone falls from grace? When someone quits attending the services? When someone allows sin to sneak up on them and gets the best of them? What kind of attitude do you have? That will be reflected when you finally go to that person and try to restore them. You don't do it with a holier-than-thou attitude. You don't do it in anger. You do it with the spirit of gentleness. And that's how we bear one another's burdens. Well, look down at verse 5. Here's a second thing Paul says about this. Now, in the ESV, it simply says, "For each will have to bear his own load." And that is a good translation, and most modern translations will be worded something like that. The King James says he must bear his own burden. And the American Standard says the same thing. And over the years, that has caused some people to think that Paul has contradicted himself. In one passage, he says, bear one another's burdens, and in another verse, he says, bear your own burdens. But again, translations like the ESV kind of straighten that up. The word there is different than the first word. It has to do with a task. It has to do with a service. And so there, Paul at verse 5, he's talking about the burden of responsibility. And we all have that in Christ. We all have duties that we have to perform. There's responsibilities that we all must meet. And when it comes down to that in Christ, there's no one who can do that for you but yourself. You must bear your own burden from that standpoint. You must carry your own load. There are many things that we could talk about with regard to that. I have to, of course, preach the gospel for myself. I'm not talking about standing behind a pulpit, but I'm talking about evangelizing. That's my responsibility. You can't do that for me. I have to pray for myself. I have to repent when I sin. I have to do that for myself. That's my own duty, my own responsibility. I have to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2 at verse 12. And no one else can do that for me. Maybe you can help. Maybe you can assist. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for my own load. And so are you. You remember, of course, in 2 Corinthians, this time chapter 5, and at verse 10. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." And so we're all going to be held accountable for the way we live our lives. We all, again, Philippians 2:12, must work out our own salvation. How are you doing along those lines? The good thing is we understand when it comes down to our responsibilities, when it comes down to the duties we have to perform, we know from the very beginning that we can all do it. And we know, as Jesus said, yoke is easy. My burden is light. So we know we can do it, but we have to do it. We have to bear our own burden. If we don't, we can't blame anyone else. We talked about Adam and Eve, of course, and as they introduced sin into the world, and you remember when they did that, they attempted to pass the buck. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent. That doesn't work. We all have to bear our own burdens. Well, one more passage very quickly, and that is in 1 Peter chapter 5. Something else that the Bible has to say about burdens. 1 Peter chapter 5 and at verse 6, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, And then he says, casting all your cares or all your anxieties upon him because he cares for you. What should we do when we're burdened in life? Can brethren help? Absolutely. And again, we need to help each other. That's what being a Christian is all about. Can we help ourselves in any way? No doubt about it. We certainly can. But the truth of the matter is, when we're overtaken by some kind of burden, and again, we all experience them, the first thing that we ought to do is turn to God. Cast that burden, whatever it is, cast your cares upon the Lord. He cares for you. What do you do when you have trouble in life? Where is the first place that you turn? Who's the first person you turn to? Do you ever find yourself in the posture of prayer when you're really struggling with life? Do you have the faith in God to cast your cares upon Him? Certainly the Bible encourages us to do that. Look at Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews the 4th chapter and at verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and at verse 16. We're familiar with this passage. We've studied it here recently in our Sunday morning Bible study. But Hebrews chapter 4 and at verse 16, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. Why? That we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When you find yourself burdened, when you find yourself having some kind of affliction in life, maybe it's related to the home. Maybe it's related to the job. Maybe it's health-wise or financial-wise. Whatever it is, there's all kinds of burdens in life. What's the first thing we should do? Boldly and with confidence, go before God in prayer. Boldly approach the throne of God. We can find help. We can find mercy in times of need. We all have burdens. Let's make sure we do the right thing when they come our way. Let's not allow them to cause us to leave the faith, to act in any way that we shouldn't. Let's help one another with them. Let's make sure we bear our own responsibilities. And let's, of course, always turn to God for help. Are you subject to the invitation of Christ? Maybe you haven't obeyed the gospel. Why not tonight? Put on Christ in the waters of baptism. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It's very simple. I've often said God made the plan of salvation simple on purpose because He wants all of us to be saved. He didn't base it on our own power or strength or intellect or any of that. He based it on faith. He based it on grace. All we have to do is obey. If you're out there tonight and haven't obeyed the gospel, will you do it tonight? If you have but fallen away, will you repent and ask God for forgiveness? Acts 8 and at verse 22. If you've sinned openly, come forward and we'll pray for you and help you and encourage you any way that we can. But get your life right with God. You can escape the burden of sin. If you're loaded with that, you can do it tonight. I hope you do it right now as we together stand and sing.